I don't think it's easy to do a difficult to deal with death. But I think we did it. I think we had a very impactful death. And I think that it's on par with probably one of the most iconic death scenes to me, just Boromir.
Son of a bitch.
That's a good one.
God damn it.
That was the one I was going to pick.
I told the guys what we were going to talk about, and I said I already had the best one, so.
That is the best one.
Here's the reason why. When you really look at the dialogue and you realize that all that he wants is to protect his subjects, his people, in his kingdom, and he's doing everything he can. You can see he's a desperate man, and he just has the good intentions with everything. And you can see he's lost, and he's grasping at straws. And that scene when he takes like 5 arrows or something like that.
Yeah.
And when Aragorn comes up, and like Aragorn is pretty much like tells him like, you know, he's gonna carry on, you know, like he can rest now, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And just that like tender moment between them is just like so good. So I'm just saying we are Peter Jackson, but I feel like we're close.
We are Peter Jackson. Next movie.
I mean, I honestly, you could talk about Gandalf in the same way. You know, when he died as Gandalf the Grey, obviously he comes back later, but especially if you read the books, man, that is an impactful scene.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I was going to talk about was a gentleman in Dark Souls, Oscar of Astora.
Yep.
So the whole thing about the story of Dark Souls is that a undead will come from the asylum and end, you know, the age. That's the prophecy, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he went to the... Didn't he go to the asylum just so he could fulfill the prophecy?
I think he went to...
He meant to free, I think, a lot of the undead.
Yes.
Yeah. There. In order to make sure the prophecy would happen.
Right, he was trying to help it. Because his whole thing was he was supposed to be... He knew he was a supporting character, like that was part of like, his prophecy or whatever. But he was there to help the Chosen Ashen.
Yeah, and then he got smacked by a dummy thick demon on the roof.
That's true.
Just right through the roof.
That's exactly what happened.
So he gives you the flask. It's basically he knows nobody can do this without this one small thing.
Yep.
And his whole thing was just to give that to the right one, and he doesn't even know he's giving it to the right one. He just gives it to you and is like, this is all of my hopes, my dreams, the future of our world. Take it. And then he dies. If he does survive, I believe he immediately hollows.
Yeah. You find him later, and he is like completely... He's not him.
He's insane,
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, because we're getting into Dark Souls lore here. In the cut content, he was supposed to choose the other side of the storyline. So, like, if you choose to rekindle the flame, he chooses to stamp it out. If you choose to stamp it out, he chooses to rekindle it. So
you always fight him.
So yeah. So your storylines are supposed to be parallel. And while that's really cool, I love the impactfulness of just like his purpose seems so small. It's literally like the first NPC you meet even before you get control of your character, because he tosses you a key from the rooftop.
Yeah.
He's like, here, get out. You know.
But it's funny because it seems like such a small thing, but none of the world changing events would happen if he's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be stuck in that cage and unable to leave.
So I've given you guys a lot of time to think.
Which sucks because, you know, Jake still took my answer because I was just thinking of, like, Boromir going, like... It's like, what was it, the lines? He was just like, I would have followed you, like, my king.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And he's just, like right there on
yep.
this. But honestly, like, thinking back to, like, certain movies and stuff where, like, a death... was impactful stuff. I played a lot more video games than watching movies, so there's that. But actually, one of them that came first for me was in the game Demon Souls. Actually,
okay.
So yep. going on that theme there.
Another
keep going.
Okay,
you can't tell that me, Mark, and Jake are huge Souls nerds.
Yeah, boy.
but there was this one character in there that technically is a boss. So like the whole thing in Demon Souls, like they people. To sum it up really quickly, is that this demon came in, people were using souls of, like, soul arts in order to enhance their own abilities and stuff like that. But there was a couple of them that were just called, like, these demon souls in particular that it gave you a ton of power and all that stuff.
Like, I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. And there was one in particular that, like, there's monsters and shit that you fight and all that stuff. There's people that are fairly evil, like, very evil. But there's one that is by the name of Maiden Astraea, that she is the most innocent person that happens to have a soul, a demon soul, in her, but she was using it to heal everybody. She was trying to use this curse as a good intentions, and in the part of the story, you have to go and kill her, basically, to claim that, because you need all of these in order to awaken, you know, this ultimate being.
To save the world.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, the entire time you're fighting her, like, she has this bodyguard that comes up and fights for her.
Yep.
And the worst part is, it's like, if you kill him and the entire time they're talking to you, you're like, please, just leave us be. Like, we're not doing anything to you. Just let us go. Keep going. You kill him, and then she just... the scathing of the voice actor. She's just like, fine, take it. Take your precious demon soul. And,
gosh.
And then she just kills herself, too. Like, right in there. Like, right in front of you. And you're just like... It makes you feel like the bad guy immediately.
Yeah, well, all she wanted to do was help the downtrodden.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole point of that part, because, like, it was in this valley of filth.
Yeah.
And all these people are discarded down there. So she was like, I want to help these people. And you go down there and...
for that sin, you kill her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez.
Because everyone calls her, I think, like, a witch. And, like, a cursed being anyway. And you go down there, she's immaculate.
Right.
She's in the filth, yeah, but she's also helping everybody.
Right. The whole, like, juxtaposition of, like, where she is and what she's doing is on full display.
Yeah, like, her and her knight are both helping people and stuff. Yeah. And you have to take out both of them.
Yeah, that scene is fucking heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, I go to the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
So I read the books before I watched the show, and the show did an incredible job with the Red Wedding. And I feel like if you didn't see it coming, I don't blame you. But, like, in the books, because it's all from point of view, everything's on reliable narrator, and you really just do not see it coming even at all.
Oh, wow, okay.
And, like, when I read that in the books, I mean, at the time, I was reading them with basically all of my free time. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything else. I was, like, I was going to school. And I'd read just constantly because you couldn't put them down. When I read The Red Wedding and that chapter ended, I put the book down and didn't read it for 2 straight weeks. Wow. So, like, I couldn't. Wow. I was like, I don't know how I can continue to read this story.
Wow.
It was that impactful and that just, like, holy fuck.
I mean, you could pick. There's so many things to pick from Game of Thrones.
There's a lot of good deaths in Game of Thrones. The Red Wedding was absolutely crazy. That one sticks with me.
For me, when it comes to fantasy franchises, as far as the books go, it's genuinely hard for me, because obviously Lord of the Rings is an easy go-to. It's written beautifully. Yeah. But George R.R. Martin might be the best author when it comes to character-driven stories. I've never read a better character-driven story.
Yeah, he writes incredible stories. Yeah. Incredible characters.
I haven't read fantasy since I read the latest book.
Yeah.
Like, wow. What was that, Kelly, like 5-6 years ago?
Are you talking about
when I read
Dance with Dragons?
Yeah, when I read the books.
Oh, when you read it? Yeah, that
was like 6 years ago.
The books, Dance with Dragons came out like 12 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be another 20 before he writes the next one.
I don't think he'll release them.
I listen to books at work. I've listened to all of the Game of Thrones books, I think, like 5 times each.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene always killed me.
Mm. I'm going to hop back to video games. And
also spoilers, you know,
spoilers. Sorry.
It's been out for like 12 years with spoilers.
Spoilers for Lord of the Rings. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, it's only been out for
100 years.
And I'm gonna go to a beloved classic, Final Fantasy VII, The Death of Aerith.
I was actually thinking about that.
I got into Final Fantasy at 13 because it was the first Final Fantasy that was available to a system that I owned.
Okay, yeah.
And I played 13. I'm like, this series is incredible. I want to play them all.
It's good. Yeah.
So I went back and I got the ROMs for like the first like 5. And then I didn't play 6 right away, but Kelly was like, oh, you should play Final Fantasy VII. That's like one of my favorite games.
I almost picked Aerith. Aerith's death.
Yeah. I actually thought you were going to.
Yeah. The fact that you did it, I was like, I don't have a backup. I was going to be like, Adalar's death.
This is a good show.
Most iconic. But it you just you can't like emotionally prepare for it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you were there when I played it. Were you?
I don't know.
But I just really my jaw was just agape for like days. Like I couldn't eat because I couldn't close my mouth. I was just
we're just shoveling food in and just kept falling out.
Like what's up with Tim? He's just
Sephiroth was such a great villain.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, that man.
Yeah, for a second, I thought Kelly was holding out his hand to see if it was shaking because the memories just so good.
See, I'm just thinking with Aerith, wasn't that like for a lot of people were like, yeah, she was my main healer, and now she's
you fucked me, Sephiroth.
Like crap. Yeah, could have killed anyone else.
Coincidence that I chose the healer.
Why didn't you kill Tifa?
Well, speaking of dead healers.
Yikes.
I gave you that segue on a silver platter. A gold platter, if
a gold
you will.
Platter. A gold platter, if some might say.
But also in his request, I demand a gold coffin.
Don't bury me until you have a coffin made entirely of gold.
And platinum.
Going back to the Mwangi.
Yep. Just throw him into the gold mine. This counts.
You guys are on your way to go get Aleph. Aleph. Mm. Aleph?
Aleph.
You know that he went into town. You just don't know where he's been. And there was a hint that that the players know that he is currently sitting in prison, screaming at the top of his lungs, almost with an accusational tone to the town itself. So you guys get to town. It's about 8:39 in the morning. Things are picking up in town. Shops are opening. Blah blah blah. What do you guys do first?
I start to try to gather information on did anybody see him come into town. Ask the guards at the gate if they saw someone come through late at night.
Yeah. So the first guard that you ask. You bring him up and they're just like, that bastard came in here screaming about how his son died. Yes, Adalar is a hero and we loved him very much, but what he done was inexcusable.
Hmm. What did he do?
Losing a son is hard. If I lost my boy, I would be pretty upset too. But listen, he went into town, started drinking himself to death, apparently got some liquid courage, walked right into the temple, and held one of the priestesses hostage.
Oh, God.
What?
Which temple?
He went to the dream house first, and everyone was asleep.
Good. As it should be.
This sounds more like Kezra's dad, not Adela. I figured he'd be more put together.
There were some priestesses of Sarenrae that had come through, and he went asking them for help, and when they told him that they don't have access to those kinds of restorative abilities, they're just here to traveling through, and he grabbed one of them and was holding him hostage. It was an hour-long ordeal.
Oh, shit, he went after a Sarenrae priest?
Oh. There's one thing I know is that if you're an unleveled carpenter, you should really go after some probably leveled clerics.
Wait, are you implying that he is not like level 10?
Yes.
He's a level 10 carpenter?
You should see what that guy can do with a saw.
Kezra goes, where was Jerry? Was he not at his post? This should have never happened.
Yeah, Jerry's been home quite a lot. I don't know what's going on with him.
Guys, get off Jerry's back. He's making sweet love to his husband and his wife.
That's because everyone else is on his back. I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't keep taking these jokes.
That's beautiful.
We'll deal with Jerry later.
Well, we'll give him another day.
I don't think
man some Gatorade. Wait, we have the rod of create water.
There's no point in having Jerry come in when his sack is full. You just gotta let him fuck it out. Okay, so Gene Goblin and Jerry are probably my two greatest contributions to this.
I do like Jerry. Yes, he fucks.
Jerry fucks.
Jerry fucks. Jerry does fuck.
Jerry, Jerry, and Jerry.
So, he tells you that he's sitting in prison right now. If you happen to walk by the barracks, you can hear him.
All right.
Okay.
Glad I don't have to deal with this.
So I just got here, guys.
No, that's Adelaar from Beyond the Grave.
I thought that was Grimshaw. Like,
yeah,
wow.
Grimshaw going.
We'd hate to be associated with that guy.
Grimshaw's like, I'll stay at the Citadel.
Okay, Benson will go into the barracks.
You hear him. You hear him just screaming. Y'all did nothing. Nothing. But.
You gave Benson a scroll of cure sickness, right?
Was it potion? I think it was a disease. He's just.
Your disease is an alcoholic.
Looks like Jerry's not the only person that accused of Gatorade.
I gave you antidote greater. I'm sure that could heal anything.
Yeah, you know what? But
don't waste it on that.
Yeah.
It's a level 10 item.
He was my friend, but no.
You know, he's really drunk right now. The only thing that'll cure him is a really good antidote.
Wait,
more scotch.
Question. Where is the wand of create water?
Oh,
the most important.
I meant to bequeath that to Kezra.
You could spray him with it. It will sober him up.
You put your thumb on the tip.
He's like, stop spraying me.
Let's be respectful of the man. Man's son just died.
Jerry will put his thumb on some tips.
Watch Jerry handle this fire hose.
You know, I was sitting here like, should I make the joke?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm making the joke.
We're already in tears from laughing so much.
Yes.
Jerry, you just have the well that keeps on giving, man.
A man, his son just died. He's drunk and angry.
Are you going to keep yelling?
Looks up from his bucket. What do you want?
We're going to have his funeral at sundown. We'd like it if you were there.
There's going to be no funeral for my son. My son deserves to live.
He's not coming back.
Not if I can help it. One of these people here, one of these pious ones, must know something.
It's too late. And I reach in. I actually asked Kezra to give me that letter.
He gets it out.
Then your son wrote you something in here. You can read it, and if you want.
He takes it from you, sits down on the floor, opens it.
My dear father. It feels like we had a second chance. I hope that by the time you're reading this, it's been many, many years of happiness and laughter and financial success. But the path that Abadar has called me to is uncertain. The forces that I am butting up against are beyond anything I could have ever imagined. But I think this was what I was meant to do, was to fight against the Sorrowmaker. I know that things weren't easy at Pezak. I know, I know you two tried your best. But sometimes the forces of this world, they butt against our best, and it's just not good enough. That's not a slight on you or a slight on Mother. It's just the cruel reality of the world we live in. I want to let you know that I don't blame you for anything that happened back then. You did your best, and I know that things were hard on you. I found a better path, and I can say with certainty that if it wasn't for the things that happened, although terrible, although not excusable, I wouldn't be on the path that I was on. And I have no regrets. When I heard that you were back in Breach Hill, I almost didn't know what to think. It was a mix of surprise. When I sent you the message, it was just a shot in the dark. I didn't know if you'd come or if you had already moved on, but I was very, very happy to see you. I did think that we had a chance to start over, and I am writing this very soon after our reconnection, and I will probably seal this note up soon, but once again, I hope that we've had many, many happy years together. But if on the chance we haven't, I want to let you know that I love you dearly. I've always loved you dearly. And if our time was short, if our time was long, know that I treasured each and every moment. Mourn for me. Cry until you cannot cry no more. But please, please be easy on yourself. I am with Abadar now. I am at rest. I am well. Let me go. You have so much to offer, so much to give. I think Breach Hill would be good for you. A chance to start over new. There are good people here. People you can trust. A life you can rebuild. Breach Hill is about second chances. I leave to you, my dear father, my most prized possession, my high priest robes of Abadar. My prayer is that when you wear these, you will think of me, you will think of Abadar, and you will find yourself a better path. Once per day, you can cast a spell on them, using them. I think you will attune to it very well. And I personally, when I was in the Mwangi, I mostly used it to clean the robes itself. But there were a few nights I made the robes smell like mother. It's good to remember, Father. And I held out hope that we would see her again. And I don't think you are far off in holding on to that same hope as well. I have entrusted Kezra with half of my wealth. He is to be a custodian or a steward of it for when you are ready. I am not foolish. I have gained much wisdom over the years, so I know that you are probably not taking this well. But I hope that when you take time to mourn, when you take time to grieve and heal, that you will put this money to good use. I hope that the shop is already established, but if it is not, use it. Use this money well. Make the memory of your son proud. Goodbye, Father. Until we meet again.
Kezra's just like, think about what he said in his letter. You sober up. The gods let you out. You know where we'll be.
He, tears have been dripping on the page as he's been reading it. He just looks up and he says, they're holding me for a week.
I'll talk to the guard. See if I can post your bail. Your son, like your son did for me so many times.
Yeah. Dad just hurt. That hurts him. So he just, almost feeling like he's kind of like stooped to that level of like having to be bailed out like you.
Damn. Hey. That's how it is.
And, yeah, you go back to the guard, and Greta is there with the guards.
Greta, this man's son, as you know, is dead. We are having a ceremony this evening. If he sobers up and is of sound mind to leave, I would like to post his bail if he would allow it, so we could attend.
Yes, the posting bail is fine. You can. That's fine. I heard this morning what had happened. Adelar continued to be a hero. If you're having a ceremony tonight, many of the townsfolk that Adelar made an impact on would like to be in attendance as well.
Also, Kezar, there's a footnote at the bottom of the will that it's a message for Greta, and it's to abolish the bail system in Reachill because it's it's just a tax on the poor to exploit and oppress them.
Oh, sorry, can't.
Well, just takes precedence. This part is nonsense.
Try to cut it and just breaks the scissors.
Damn.
I never quite was able to make my case to the council, Kezra, but I'm sure you will act well on my behalf.
She sort of reads that and it's just like, oh, fine. You don't need to pay bail for him. Well, fine, whatever. Right, what? Some of the townsfolk would like to be there in order to pay respects as well. Will you be having it at Citadel Tureen?
Yes.
Or is it Castle Kezar?
The name is TBD, but that's the working title.
I understand. The kobolds that came here were very adamant about it.
We've yet to put it to a vote, but...
I understand.
There's more pressing matters at hand.
Many people would like to be there to pay their respects to Adelar as well.
The ceremony will be at sundown.
Very well. He, pointing at the cell... Mako, he will be allowed for the ceremony, but he must be back, and there will be two armed guards with him at all times.
It's fair.
Understandable at this point.
He's Jerry. Got a chisel!
Just not Jerry.
Jerry.
But yes,
Jerry's
please.
Working with his own wood.
Just let Jerry work out his feelings. I know he loved Adelar, I think.
Loved him a little too much.
So, can we get him out of the cell?
Yeah, so they walk down with the key, they let him out. They don't even handcuff him, because he's just sort of a mess. And they let you go out, the two guards are gonna accompany him the whole time, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, how do you guys prepare the ceremony?
Real quick, before, like, we're on our way back to the Citadel real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Benson just kind of, like, he's gonna saunter up towards Aleph. You know, I clearly don't understand fully what it feels like to be in your shoes, but... And he reaches into his breast pocket, and he pulls out a picture. It's a very, very small kind of inked picture, and he hands it to Aleph. And it is a picture of a young girl, you know, maybe 9-10 years old. You know, your son was not the first... person touched by the gods that I've protected. Her name was Lysa. She was the sweetest girl in all the world. I wasn't her father, but it felt that way. Her favorite things in the world were sweet cream and playing Monster Sire. She got prophetic dreams from the Inheritor. you know, the visions of what might come. It always gave her horrible stomach pain afterwards. But I was very proud to be her protector. Just like I was proud to be your son's protector.
I'm sure you did everything you could. I just always wish that I had done more. I need to find out what to do with myself at this point.
All you can do is just keep moving forward. I know, it's impossible. Especially for you.
Let's just get this over with, I guess.
Yeah.
Kezra makes one stop before we leave. And I don't have any other business left in town.
Okay.
Same with Elk. It just kind of goes to the dream house as well. Just kind of helps himself out a little bit.
Yeah, you go to the dream house. Warble is there just like,
"Oh good, I heard about poor Adela."
Yes. It's something that wasn't expected, honestly.
Yeah. No, he was a fine soul, a gentle one.
Yes.
Charming as can be.
I won't go that far. Just kidding.
Quite charming to me.
Oh, yes. He was quite nice.
If you do need anything, I will be happy to help. I don't know if you were good friends, but you were both heroes, and unfortunately he did meet a hero's end. There are many adventurers here who come to meet just that. I've been hosting and being a part of the Heroes Call for many years. Not many of them come quite as noble and pious as he. He was a breath of fresh air from some of these barbarians we have.
Yes, it was, well, from the first time I've been in this town to the Call of Heroes. I mean, I didn't expect to get along with him that well. I thought he was fairly uptight at first. Kind of clashed personality-wise, but he was very dependable. And
right.
I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for him. He even taught me Elvish. I felt stupid asking. I remember he had such excitement on his face.
Never be afraid of learning, Elkwood.
Yes, I just find it, yeah, of all the things that we'd went through, it happened so fast. I just kind of wish he was back. But I know that once it's dead, stays.
I truly wish I had the power to do something of that, but I'm a measly fifth level. I can't manifest those sorts of powers.
Well, level up! Quest!
I don't go questing, I'm sorry.
Rare candies, I don't know. But
well,
are you coming to the ceremony this evening?
Yes. Me and many of the attendants here will be there.
That's good.
Well, it was good seeing you. Yes. You are more than welcome here. Should you need anything else?
Yes, I believe I'll be visiting more frequently. That one night was quite amazing.
Right, please. Please come.
And it, you know, just for the hell of it, I mean, like, he just kind of brings out Blade again, just to.
I mean, she eagerly takes it.
Yeah.
She wants to, like, stare into it.
And then she throws it, kills him, takes it.
It's mine! It's mine now!
What did you say about leveling up?
She could try to hit me.
What did you say about leveling up? God damn it.
She just power levels from killing Elk.
Right. That experience
it's,
points.
It's Highlander rules. Highlander if rules. I kill you, I get all your power.
Now she's
think
a level,
about it.
Level 9 cleric.
Yeah, well, think about it. She could kill Elk, resurrect him, kill him again, resurrect. Like, it's just endless XP for him.
What level does she have to be to cast resurrect?
seventh or ninth or something.
Reincarnation's a lower level spell, though.
That is true. Yeah,
I can bring him back.
Still, no level five characters can cast that stuff.
He, like, after kind of bowing, talks to her a little and bows and leaves and stuff. Takes the star knife with him.
Get it back.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a very...
Get up.
Very,
Get up.
Yeah, like, she's holding onto it, and he's just...
Legendary artifact.
Damn it! Yeah. I was like, no, wait, but David.
So, does anything else happen during the day? At this point, Ketra's, he's setting up the pyre.
Yeah. Elk could be helping, too. Like, he'd be cutting down trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Using any tool.
Using any tool to cut down trees and, you know, to chop up the fallen branches and stuff you find around.
Just turns into a chainsaw.
This is how this works, right?
Ring!
I need to find a... What was it? A...
It's the improvement.
Inventor.
Oh, yeah.
Puts a chain on it. Cast haste on me, and I can keep going for hours.
The sun begins to make its descent, and people start coming by. A lot of the people in the area are people like... Warble and Kellen, who are the people from the Great Dream House... Crank Twiddleton comes by. He's selling flowers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
It's what Adelaide would have wanted.
Make sure there's
support local business even in death.
Morta, which is Morta from Morta's Mortuary. She was the one that was played by
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, that's right. Yep.
Kezra, I expect you to use your portion of the wealth to pay for all the ceremonies.
Of course.
Uses a left path.
Yep, there was only this much left.
I mean, the father pays for the funeral.
So the father of the deceased pays for the funeral.
It's just like weddings and all that shit.
Other than that, Fadalby is there as well. He's just he met you, but you clearly saved his life, so
he kind of needs to.
Yeah, he kind of needs to be
there. He died for you.
Hope you remember this for the rest of your life.
Man, that's fucking me. Why would you say that to me?
We're gonna sacrifice him to bring Adelar back.
Adelar comes back and Channing Tatum's body.
Go stand in that ring next to the pyre.
Where the pentagram is drawn.
Right here? You want me to be right here?
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry about that knife.
Okay. All right, you want me to close my eyes, too? I'll close my eyes.
Hazel, do it now!
Rorsk is there. He was the guy from Tussed Stoneworking who had worked the entirety of your castle. And then Adelar was the one who was just like, hey, how about you go through the proper channels in order to get all of Basandi Stoneworks assets? Yeah. Hmm. And he comes by and he's just like, Kezra, I actually want to apologize. And I can't apologize directly to Adelar, so I guess you're his best friend, so there was a lot of fucked up stuff in Pisani Bros' place. I'm actually glad I didn't take it right away.
Adelar was a good man. He had good instincts, and he always kept a level head. You be wise to learn from this, but thank you. He would respect you owning up to that.
He sort of just nods. His massive beard is in very nice braids.
Oh.
And everyone just sort of like stands around the funeral pyre. Morta's just like, can I do it?
like light the pyre.
Oh, do the whole thing.
I suppose.
Great.
That would be appropriate.
And I guess...
It's so kind of you to offer your services freely.
Well, she is. She's a friend.
Yeah, and you could send invoices to Pippin's off.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
And then Elk, Benson, and Kezra will bring out Adelar's body.
Mm-hmm. So you bring out his body and you put it on the funeral pyre. Morta begins reciting the funeral rites that are in many different languages, actually. She has to know many languages in order to do it right.
Makes sense.
And at the end of it, she says, where he goes in the afterlife is up to the Lady of Graves. Her judgment is fair. Her judgment is righteous. Her judgment is unerring. But I believe that Adelar earned his place. I feel that Axis will enjoy him there. Whatever role he takes in that realm. But he will travel a long and great distance, seemingly timeless in the River of Souls. And I'm sure even there, he will be helping people to the afterlife.
There he is now.
And that's when all hell breaks loose.
Silent Hill, no!
The bard in the back starts playing the Reigns of Castamere.
Shit.
Bunch of priests of Abadar just jump us.
The monks of Abadar.
The monks of Abadarian assassins.
All of a sudden, a gold little, like, blow dart gun.
Stuff a bunch of invoices in their pockets. Hurry. Just give you a bunch of bills.
Just a bunch of lawyers.
Like, what the hell?
You've been served. You've been served. You've been served.
What's your name? You've been served. And she motions to Kezra for you to light the pyre.
So Kezra, holds the torch, and he reaches into his pocket as he approaches the pyre, and he had stopped at the bank before leaving, and he had asked for two newly minted gold coins. Never touched. Perfect gold coins. And he places them on Adelar's eyes.
Perfect coins for the vault.
And he lights the fire.
And as the flame overtakes the pyre and then eventually Adelar, there's a few people that it's just... It's very, very, very morose feeling in this entire area. And, you know, some people sort of knew Aleph, but not really. And then when, you know, when it comes out that that's Adelar's father, he also held someone hostage. They're kind of like, oh. Okay. So they might give him, like, a nod or something, but they don't use the, they don't usually, or they don't give the usual... Sorry for your loss, kind of thing. And eventually, people leave. They sort of mill about. Some of them talk about some of Adelar's conquests. They talk about how they remind him of another hero. You know, they started making connections and stuff like that. And things eventually calm down, and it's just
yeah. As the like fires are going, maybe dying down. Kezra has just been staring into it, and I imagine he's next to Benson and Elk. And he just goes,
I don't think I've ever told you about how Adelar and I actually began our quest together. How a man like him and I struck up an agreement why he would waste his time with me. I was in a market one morning in Gorion. It was the morning after he had bailed me out of jail again. He found me just in time to catch me stealing, as I usually did. Chided me for a bit, but didn't do anything beyond that. I didn't have anything to do until the taverns opened up, so I let him walk with me for a while. And he would just go on about Habitar and the city and boring projects the church would finance. I wouldn't listen much. He liked to talk about those things. He did enjoy the city. Finally, I asked him, what are you doing hanging around me? You've bailed me out of jail 3 times now. Once for breaking a man's jaw, another for theft. No, I asked him, what kind of priest hangs out with scum like me? And he smiled, and he asked me, what was the first time he bailed me out of jail for? I had to think back, and I remembered it was... I had saved a waitress and her child from a bunch of thugs. And I got my ass beat real bad, and the guards arrested all of us in the process. The next morning, there he was, posting my bail. I'd seen him before in taverns and around town, but I didn't know him. But he acted like he knew me. You know me, I barely thanked him. I asked him if he had any money, to which he handed me a silver. And I asked him why he bailed me out. And he told me it wasn't justice that I'd be locked in there. That was the first time he did bail me out, and... Okay, fine. So I asked him. So you found a lowlife who accidentally did something nice for a stranger. What makes you think that I'm worthy of wasting your time on? My life is chaos, and you don't want any part of it. Then he said something that until now I have not fully appreciated. He told me all my life I have been unspectacular. All that I have is thanks to Abadar, and everything I have he can take from me. And he looked at me, and he said, you, however, are spectacular, if not misguided. You have incredible potential in you. And unlike much of my priesthood, I don't see chaos and order as inherently at odds. There's always a balance, he said. I don't see you as a lowlife, he said to me. I see you as an investment with great potential, and we could do great things together. And maybe if we stuck together, I would end up with a friend. I don't feel I ever brought honor to his investment in me. I could never set my pride aside. I could never take anything seriously. And now he's gone. In his letter, he told me to take care and to be careful with my past. I feel like I owe him, Benson. Look. I feel like all of this has to have meaning, and he has to be right. I failed him many times, right down to my very last moments with him. I can't fail him again. I must bring him honor. I must give him returns. I don't know what that looks like, but for now, I need you too, and we need to get justice for his murder, not just that man we executed. We need to find out where he came from and what's behind all of this for Adelar.
Well, you don't have to convince me of that.
No.
But...
Sorry, you go.
I suppose I will say one final thing. Spencer pulls out a couple glasses, sets them down, pours a drink out for everybody. Adelar told me that he left a very cushy... soft life to come out here to do this. I don't think he was looking for glory or riches, but I commend him for that decision, because a man who lives a life of comfort will never leave a name worth remembering, and I'm going to remember his name forever. So. And he holds up the glass.
Yeah.
Abadar. Adelar.
To Abadar.
Adelar.
To Abadar's fine.
Yeah. It's what he would have wanted. You praised him. But, yeah, I'm like, Elk picks up the glass, you know, and they're kind of like toast each time. And, you know, well, it's odd. The first time that I met him, he was... rather, I don't know, not the type of person I would hang with, you know. I'm consort with many types, but I found him a bit stifling, as we encountered that one fateful night, Benson, where he chided us. But he did take time out of his life to teach me things, and as much as
he wasn't most physically strong, he kept us alive. And that... would keep him, his memory going. While his body may be gone, and the spirit on the other side, we can only keep moving.
Was the Scarlet Triad, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
I want to kill more of them. Very badly.
Here, here.
Same here.
For now, for tonight, I'm going to go get drunk.
You know what? I think I'm going to join you.
I think I'm going to do the same.
I'm
going to
get drunk, and I'm going to find out. Find Jerry. Seems like a man who knows how to celebrate.
It's a dangerous proposition.
Kessler wakes up in a pile of bodies.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure all these bodies got stabbed.
Something. Jerry goes, we're not an open throuple.
Oh, damn it.
Well, then I'll go find one that is your loss.
Oh, yes, in Breachill.
Kezra, go find. By the time Kezra even got to Jerry, he already didn't have pants on.
I hear there's one in town over. His name's Barry.
My cousin Barry. His wife Barry, oh, and his God. Husband Barry.
So the funeral procession dies down. Everyone sort of goes back. Some people go drinking with you guys.
That Vemir is probably, he does appear, but he follows what's her face? What was it? The Winona Ryder. That's all I know her.
Oh, Borda.
Yeah, she Borda. Kind of goes back to the like the House of Phrasma, basically, and just kind of chills around in that location.
There's not a House of Phrasma. Well, okay.
Well, you said the mortuary is essentially the temple over there.
Yep.
But it basically kind of travels around that location and kind of roosts there.
I guess in the morning, Kezra drags himself back to the Citadel. He doesn't know where anybody else is. But yeah, he's gonna look. He's gonna look out for Grimshaw. Look around for him.
And where might he be?
In the dungeons.
With Jerry. Jerry lied. He was actually Grimshaw's in the room.
Already found a fourth.
I met this very lovely man in town.
Wait a minute. That glow? You met Jerry!
His voice was so husky.
I know that smell anywhere.
So you're searching the grounds in like the daylight, and you don't really see him, and it's only until the last place you would think to look, you find him back in the cell block, and he's. It looks like he kind of like pulled a chair. He pulled a chair in here, and he's just kind of sitting in like deep contemplation. His morning star emanating that purpley.
The sound.
Who are you talking to, Tim?
This is a different computer. I forgot to mute Discord here.
That's the sound of the morning star glowing.
Quit Discord. There we go. You see him in the cell block. You know, he's sitting on, you know, the wooden chair, the morning star propped up against it, emanating that purpley low light hue. And he's just deep in contemplation. And when you open up the door to it, you know, there's a window right next in that room, and the light kind of breaks into the room, and he like squints a little bit, and he's like,
I'm sorry, were you looking for me?
Yes, it's time to take care of business.
You see Kezra, he doesn't have pants on, he has a tablecloth wrapped around his waist.
Well, that's better than nothing.
It's a little odd, but...
I see we all deal with grief in different ways. Yours is a unique one.
Yes. I'll find pants later. I've run out. I need to buy more.
He has one pair of pants.
Just one. Well, I've lost my pants many times. Right now, he's got a tablecloth.
Hazel, can you craft me pants?
Can you make me pants?
Alchemical pants.
I'd like to begin catching up on what you know about the Scarlet Triad.
Yes, the Scarlet Triad. I actually got some information from Hubert before his judgment. I'm very good at extracting information when information is meant to be concealed. Have you heard of the name Lazlin?
Yes, we've run across her name in some notes from the enemies we've slain.
Well, I guess perhaps we should get the others before I go into any detail.
Yes, I'm sure they're around here somewhere. We gotta try to find you guys.
Yeah, you guys, easy to find.
Yeah, I'm in my room.
Okay.
Yeah. Elk's like lounging on that top platform again.
So Grimshaw knocks on the door to your room.
Excuse me, do you have pants on?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very strange question.
I'm sorry, my first...
Why would you open a conversation like that?
My first interaction with your group is pantsless.
Oh, that was Kezra.
Kezra woke you up, got it. Whoa, that...
You're like, wait, that tracks.
I got some information from Hubert before you executed judgment on him.
Why some stuff.
Executed. It's ha ha.
It's a judgment. Plan words.
And then so we go find Elk as well, and we just maybe settle in one of the. Maybe there's an area where we can lounge a little bit.
Probably got a couple hammocks in the yard. Just chill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, might as well. I can use survival and
anything but outside. It's a pretty bright day.
Oh yeah, sorry, that was insensitive of me.
Yes, it was.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Totally understandable.
I completely. I was like, oh, why is he? Oh,
oh.
Yeah. So I guess we combine our knowledges. The Scarlet Triad.
Yeah, I've been
tracking the Scarlet Triad for some time now. They conscripted someone who's very close to me, and I intend to free him. I got the name Lazlin out of him, and he gave me a location, a new lead. I have it here in my notebook. Here we go. Nope. All right, I have a lot of notes. I've been tracking them for literally a long time. It's a knoll. This Lazlin is a knoll. I didn't know that, so we have a profile to look for, at least an ancestry to keep tabs on. They've been invested in Alceta's ring and said that they were doing business out of Sunset Imports. At least that was the last time they were doing business. But that doesn't mean that they're doing business there anymore. But as we all know, these things leave a paper trail that can be followed. That's what brought me to you all. I found out in town that you were the ones that took care of Vaz. Vaz was my original target before she was taken out. So it seems that our purposes align.
Are you aware of what this Alceta's ring is?
I have no idea about it.
Yeah, you would have no idea. At all.
At all.
It's a tasty, chewy peach ring.
To get you caught up
sounds
on the...
amazing.
To get you caught up on the gravity of the dangers and their knowledge of the Alceta's ring. It is a... It is beneath this citadel, several floors down, and it holds several gateways, portals to other parts of the world. Each portal requires a key, to which we have two of them. The first one we went through took us to the Mwangi Expanse, to the city of Acrivel. We were tracking the Cinderclaw cult, a cult set on reviving Dahak, the Destroyer. We thwarted their efforts in the jungle, liberated the Ikuje elves.
Liberated, you say?
Yes, they were. They were trapped in their city. It's a shame. You probably would have enjoyed this mission.
A shame Adelar didn't die sooner.
Yeah. I know I could have come along your adventure much sooner. That was the Mwangi last week.
There was nothing to
liberate. I was just there.
I just came across all these destroyed dragon pillars.
There's nothing to liberate, so I left.
You guys really did a number on him.
But yes, we destroyed the cult, and we found that the Scarlet Triad was working with them, giving them orders to to find this ring, and well, they had got here. They had gotten here. That's how we tracked them backwards through the ring itself. While we were there, we did find another key. So we have not opened that portal yet, but there's no telling where it could go. I think we should pull the string.
Was it Cantargo? Where he told us to go?
Yep. So he said the
that's where the last yep, was. So,
yeah, at a place called Sunset Imports in Cantargo. Yeah.
I think
where's the next key go?
Well, I'll guess it. He'll probably kill people with it.
It goes in your chest.
As he's been doing. Yeah, and I get... but yeah, I think we should make preparations to head that way.
Ironic, find us Laslin. Ironic that it all leads back to Cantargo. That's, it's where I was based out of. Who would have thought that something would have been under our noses the whole time? I guess that's just how they are. Why trust me with all this knowledge? I barely know you all. You're telling me of legendary artifacts, keys to other worlds.
Give me the name of your order again.
The Scarlet Briar.
You're a knight of the Scarlet Briar. Why would I distrust you?
I see you recognize my order. And he flashes his shield.
As you recognize me.
Game recognizes game.
Yeah.
Chad recognizes Chad.
We do a fist bump, but we're so powerful, there's like a mushroom cloud.
You just clang your shields together.
Yes, that is one of the reasons why I saw you all as allies instead of foes when I broke into that shop. I saw the cloak, recognized the symbol of Iomade. As you know, Milani and Iomade are sisters, so that makes us brothers in arms.
True enough.
Well, behind you two big sons of bitches.
You're huge.
Yeah. I was about to say, Kefra's pretty jacked. The one here.
Behind your walls of armor and shield, I plan on roasting these Scarlet Triad into dust.
Your command of that lightning was quite impressive.
You haven't seen anything yet.
My demand. And I'll take their hearts for each one.
Should we prepare for tomorrow?
I think we should prepare for war.
Very well. You guys rest in the night. Everything.
It's daytime.
We drank a lot.
I was gonna fast forward until the next day.
We get our provisions, we buy things, and we need potions.
Yeah, need
I imagine we should probably spend some gold on healing potions.
Yeah, and also
maybe.
Because we don't have the bulk healing that we used to.
Yeah.
So I say everybody use some gold on some healing potions.
He's got 60 points of healing. I've got 60 points of healing.
Yeah, that'll keep us alive forever.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah. So, and like, that's when... Yeah, because I want to speak to Kezra, because I got this formula, you know. Gotta definitely get that crafting.
So that was that before days.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fine to wait 4 days.
Okay.
Just because it would make you much more lethal.
I've also got some retreat.
Yeah, for that and on the wounding rune on my blade.
Okay, all right. So
Grimshaw, as you guys got kind of discussing like your plans for like the next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been inspecting the grounds. This castle has a lot of points of vulnerabilities. If what you say is true and there is a artifact of immense power here and the Scarlet Triad knows that this is here, they will be coming for us at some point.
I don't know how they would know that. I straight up told the guy we just killed, and that's it.
They have eyes and ears everywhere. You're a fool to think you are safe.
So, needlessly aggressive, but okay.
That's kind of my whole deal.
Stop being stupid, Benson. He's called you stupid.
All right, so you guys want to wait the four... So 4 days... for downtime for your enchantments, Elk.
Yes, as well.
What about like getting the battlements ready? I mean, I know you guys had all these little cute little pet projects you wanted to do, but maybe we
can bump up the... Yeah. Most of those are going to be longer, and we can discuss that next time. So
yeah, and retraining.
Yeah,
a couple things.
You're also going to be hiring artisans to do those things.
Yeah.
The battlements.
Yeah, Benson and I both had some retraining. He had two things that he wanted to craft, so I'd say at least 8 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that works because you know then we can buy everything and
mm-hmm.
get all that squared away. Yeah, because for gear, I guess I'll request stuff as well.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You can do all that offline.
Yeah.
Let's just call it two weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So 2 weeks go by. You guys do some downtime training and everything mm-hmm. like that, so we can figure all of it off air.
So during the 2 week break. I think Grimshaw wants to send a letter
to Santa.
To Santa, of course, but also to the Scarlet Briar, just to, you know, it's a long ways away. Like, Cantargo is not close.
No.
I mean, yeah. So instead of trekking his way all the way out there and chasing a lead that might be dead, he's going to send a letter out to his order that is already operating out there. To see if they want him to go on out there and help them. So his letter's going to go something like, you know, most distinguished, order of the Scarlet Scarlet Briar. Ironically, like, so close to the name of the Scarlet Triad. Yeah. In hindsight, not the best, but also kind of ironic.
Scarlet Triad? Maybe it was Crimson Briar. I don't remember.
Oh, maybe it was the Crimson Briar.
Whatever. The Scarlet and or Crimson Briar.
To whom it may concern.
We're like, you don't know the name of your own order? I've been on the road a long time.
Shade of Red Briar.
Shade of Red Briar. I've come across some information regarding the Scarlet Triad. It appears that a certain figure by the name of Lazlin has been operating out of this place called Sunset Imports. The person I was previously tracking. Name? The guy that we beat up?
That guy you beat the shit out of?
Yeah.
Hubert Throp.
The person I was tasked for tracking, Hubert Throp, said he was going to meet up with Lazlin in Cantargo at this place, so... did you want me to come on back? I asked this because I have come across a group in my travels that has possession of an ancient artifact of incredible power, Alceta's Ring. We have only heard about it in tales, and probably only the most distinguished scholars among us have even heard about it, but it has the power to transport individuals across Galarian. It seems that the Scarlet Triad was interested in taking over this device in order to use it for their exploits. We know very well about their dealings, and I think they saw this as an opportunity to further expand their empire. What would you recommend I do? I patiently await your response. Yours truly, Grimshaw, of the Crimson/Scarlet/Shade of Red.
Briar.
Together, man.
In the coming days, you get a...
Don't I have to go to the rookery first?
Go to the rookery?
Yeah, to send the message.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
By bird.
Okay, so you go to the rookery. You attach the paragraphs of letters that you just
put on. What's the bird's name that will be taking the message?
Barry.
Aww. Barry the raven.
Barry the bird.
Barry the raven.
I should have named him a famous Ravens player.
Barry, you be a good bird and deliver this. It's very important. All right. Are you sure this bird is up to this test? This is of the utmost importance. I stare at the rookery owner.
The bird and the rookery owner salute you.
Barry's our best bird.
Barry's our best bird. He'll get it there, I promise.
I'm paying top gold for this.
Yeah, the whole platinum piece. You better take a platinum piece out of your inventory right now.
A whole platinum piece?
A whole platinum piece for that, baby.
Man.
You get your letter onto the bird.
That's the last time I try to do flavor with you. It's too costly.
And the bird shoots off into the sky like a rocket. Didn't expect that bird to go that fast, but there he is.
That's a mighty fine bird.
That's a mighty fine bird. All right, and within this downtime, you do get a letter back.
Impatiently, I just go back to the rookery every day.
And that guy every day is just like, no, the bird's not even there yet.
Chintar goes so far.
But I saw how fast it left.
And eventually you do go, and they do have a response.
Okay.
You take the letter, and you unfurl it, and it says, no, stay out right now. Investigate that Alceta's ring. Whatever they want, we need to know how powerful this thing is.
Whoa. All right. So with that in mind, he contemplates as he's going back from Breach Hill back to the Citadel. And, you know, he's kind of new to this group, but, you know, he was respectfully at the funeral for Adalar, and he kind of watched as, you know, everyone paid their respects, and he noticed that Kezra seemed to have a pretty good relationship with Adalar. So Grimshaw's kind of reasoning, he would be the one who is most wanting to enact revenge on the Scarlet Triad. He hasn't quite gotten a read on Benson and Elkwood. Elkwood keeping to himself. Benson, being a paladin, you know, knows that he will go with whatever is the most right course of action in line with his goddess's tenets.
Yep.
So he goes to Kezra, who he thinks is probably the most firecracker of the loose ends. Where does Grimshaw find Kezra?
He would find Kezra in the lab. He's been doing lots of crafting during this downtime, and that requires attention. Hazel's probably there, giving me some aid checks, learning some of my stuff.
Both of you have those giant goofy alchemist goggles.
Yeah.
when he walks in, you're both turn.
Huh? I give a soft knock on the door, so I don't want to startle you guys in case you have any reagents that would spill over and destroy things. So I just give a little.
Come on in. Watch your step. I don't keep a clean lab.
Yeah. I see that.
It's broken glass up with a fucking.
Yeah, I'll clean that up eventually.
Can't you get some of your followers to clean it up? Pippin's off, was it?
They're not allowed in here. Not after last time.
Oh. I won't ask. Anyways. I unbeknownst to you all, maybe I told you, I don't remember. I sent a raven to see if we should investigate in Contargo, to see if the lead is still hot. As you know, the Crimson Scarlet Red Shade Briar, my Order of Knights that I can't remember the name of.
At this point, it's a joke now. It's a thing. It's a bit.
you'll remember tomorrow and be like, that's what the name
that's
is.
That's what it was.
I sent word to them to see if we should follow up there. It seemed like the clearest course of action to get more intel on the Scarlet Triad and enact revenge for all the atrocity they've committed to me, my family, and now to your group. They got back to me. A very fast raven by the name of Barry delivered the message. God bless that bird. I got word that I should stay here and investigate Alceta's ring, and they'll investigate Contargo and provide us updates as needed. Would that be amenable to you? I know how much Adalar meant to you, so I don't know if your heart is set on going to Contargo.
No, I think it's good to hear that your order is on that, gonna pull that thread in Contargo, but I think their thinking is sound in that the ring is something we should stay close to and investigate. Especially since they do seem to want access to it. So yes, I think once we're all settled here, we can lead you downstairs and we'll show it to you.
Excellent. Yeah, I have. Sometimes Milani gives me premonitions, and I feel as if this ring, whatever whatever lies on the other side. Well, our paths will cross with the Scarlet Triad before too long. They're very elusive, evasive, always changing their hideouts, always changing their routes. So if we can intercept them when they least expect it, that would be ideal.
Yes, I don't know how much we've told you about it, but the first portal we went through took us to the Mwangi. So this key that will open the next door, we have no way of knowing where it's going to take us, so just be prepared for anything.
I've always wanted to travel the world. Being a paladin of Melania's has given me that opportunity. I've come a long way, and I'm excited to see how far we'll go.
All right, well, I'll let the group know.
Excellent. All right. As you were.
You should probably find out what your order's called. Maybe they wrote it on the letter. Just a thought.
I can't read.
Get out of here. Close the door.
Kestrel takes the letter and it's all in like a cryptic message. He's like, I can't read this either.
Weirdos.
I do want to get...
I will say,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Guess what? Skill training. I now have athletics.
Wow.
So,
a ranger, I was like, an athletic ranger.
Athletic. About time.
He went swimming at the YMCA.
So guess what my athletics is now? Plus 14.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay.
Hold on, let me check mine.
He's a strong.
+55.
Yeah. No, he just...
Oh, I can't see my sheet.
Yeah, no. Like, he just comes back, because, you know, like, he's hunting in the woods, comes back, and he just takes off his, like, armor.
He's so ripped. Toned.
He's just toned.
Cut.
He cut like Bruce Lee.
Yeah. He's essentially... Yeah, I mean, like, he's not built like a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
he's
cut.
So he's covered in baby oil.
Yeah. Channing Tatum's there.
This is my personal trainer, Channing Tatum.
I use acrobatics. We start dancing.
So showing off his thigh gap. Tanning in the execution hall, in the execution courtyard.
Oh yeah,
Hazel, get a fire going.
All right, let's get to you guys approaching the next gate. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember which one I said it went to?
The Dream Gate.
Desmos?
Yep.
Would you call it?
The Dream Gate.
The Dream Gate is exactly what it's called.
Here.
That's right. Butterflies, stars, and images sacred to Desna adorn this final Ayadara. So this is going clockwise.
Gotcha. I was about to say, I think there's more.
There's more than that, Jay. Come on. You remember the last one? It was scorched because of Dahak. I don't know if you remember this far back, but when the Charwar Call came through, a giant explosion of fire came through chasing them.
That's right.
So this one is clean. This one is clean and immaculate.
Gross.
As you walk up, the Star Knife begins to sort of glow and tremble in your hand.
Oh.
Mm.
And how do you want to open it? Let me ask that. What's your first attempt? What do you try to do?
It was thievery or arcana, right?
Open sesame.
You actually don't need to do anything like that.
Well, I've done all I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that you went to the first time, which was the Hunter Gate.
Yes.
That one was specifically broken.
Yeah, I need to.
You had to fix
it.
Oh,
and
this
fix.
One. So this one. Just, this one's fine.
So you just slice through and boom, it opens.
So,
pretty cool.
The way that you do it is you stick the Star Knife into it, so like upright,
yeah.
And then you twist it open, and a opaque portal door emerges from the from the motion of you turning the Star Knife like a key, and it opens, and there's a sort of calming hum coming from the other side. Who goes in first?
I guess I'll go in first. You're all right. Taking your time.
Yeah, Ben's going first.
Oh, I'm going in first.
Oh, great. We have two knights. It's going to be...
No, I want to go first.
Dick measuring.
Every single door is going to be 5 foot wide now.
You see Grimshaw's robes, they burn
They start the flames that are like embroidered on the robe start to dance, and he moves with incredible speed and rushes in.
Do you just haste yourself?
Nah, man. I think it's like once per day I can activate this robe, and I get a plus 30 to my movement speed.
Holy shit.
Where the fuck has this been, Jake?
Building new characters, man.
Yeah.
I've been slow as shit for like a year.
It's all right. The book told me not to give it to you, so I
like, don't give right this here. To any champions of IOBA. Especially if they have
don't give
super
this to
OP
somebody whose
clerk.
Name is John. Fuck that guy.
If there's a single guy in full plate, keep this
yeah.
from him.
Yeah. Okay, so he fucking runs in and he dies instantly, clearly.
I am going to activate the map called Dreamgate Waystation.
Oh, shit.
Let me know when you guys can see it.
I can see it.
All of your tokens should be in there. Okay, I did pull Vimir in here, but
yeah.
That's yeah, completely up to you if you use it.
No, yeah, no. He's
yeah, you shouldn't have brought him in. Just take
yeah,
him.
No,
there, I'll delete him, Dorman. stay
home for me.
This room... All right, are you guys in yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
This room is decorated with tiny glowing points of light in the scratched carving of butterflies. A short dais at one end between two hallways are delicate bare feet apparently carved with stone. Chunks of scattered stone around the dais hint at the fate of the rest of the statue. Nailed to the wall above the dais is the preserved corpse of a hideously ugly gray-skinned horned woman. The wall behind her once bore a written message in flowing script, but it's been scratched out and replaced by a new phrase.
What?
What does it say?
Yeah, language.
Who speaks Elvish?
I do.
Oh.
No. I'm the only one.
Remembering back to you know, Adalar's lessons.
When Adalar died, I forgot it.
So, what was scratched out, you read that first, because that looks like it was intended to be there, is praise Desna for sweet dreams.
Oh.
Written instead in below it, who speaks? Wait, give me some of your languages. Hold on.
I don't have access to my character sheet right now.
Dominant Draconic.
What do you speak there, Grimshaw?
I speak Shadow Tongue.
That's cool.
That's cool. Not correct though.
Yeah.
Common, and I have one unchosen language. Whoops, I forgot about that.
Oh, how about you choose that right now? We'll see if you came well enough.
Ooh.
For some reason, I'm guessing
I know that there are ones that are like
language I know is Celestial.
Yeah, let me choose from the list that like I typically have access to.
It's not Celestial, by the way.
Damn.
As you might have guessed.
Yeah. I got
I will choose Necril.
Necril. Ooh, that's not correct.
Okay. I got Common, Elven, Goblin, Orcish, and Mwangi now.
Wait a second. You said this is something written?
It is.
Comprehend
languages?
Noticing that no one seems to be able to read it, Grimshaw pulls from a pouch on the side some spectacles. These folding wood frame spectacles hold flat discs of cut crystal as lenses and are held in place with thin cords that wrap around each ear, with another strap holding them around the neck while not in use, so they're around my neck. While you're wearing the spectacles, you gain a plus one item bonus to checks to decipher writing, and once per day, I gain the effects of a second level comprehend languages for 1 hour, except that it applies to all languages you see rather than a single language.
Ah.
But it does not apply to languages heard.
Okay.
So
well,
I put these on.
This is written, so.
And what does it say?
Praise to Albestia. For succulent nightmares.
This place could be awesome.
that sounds like the opposite.
Sounds like the opposite of Desna.
Sounds like the opposite of Desna.
Just a bit.
I would like you guys to roll some checks here. So if you want, you can roll religion on the room itself with the ruined statue and blah, blah, blah. So
I'm going to roll about Albestia.
Religion check. It's a very easy check. I don't know if you...
34. Oh.
Okay.
Plus
15. Untrained.
27.
Critical success for Benson, critical success for you. What'd you get?
So we're just rolling untrained?
I mean, if you want to, yeah. It's a very low roll, so.
I got 3.
I got a rock.
Well, that is not good enough.
I got 19.
Now you actually succeed.
Damn.
So your knowledge is enough to note that this is a ruined room and thus a ruined statue that was once devoted to Desna. So you see that this is a defiled room that was once for Desna. The corpse that is laying there, it is humanoidish. It looks to have been dead for a long time, as just sort of like dust and, you know, stuff has settled on it. Except its old leathery flesh is well preserved despite that. So imagine a corpse that looks almost fresh, but you can tell it's been there because of just like the dust and things on it. If you would like to roll me another religion check or society to recall knowledge to understand what this thing is.
34 again.
Bad dice.
18. Nope.
It's 25. Not a great roll.
One off. Oh.
Damn.
18.
Nope. You, Grimshaw, you're the only one who knows. You identify this to be the corpse of a night hag.
Oh shit.
Of course.
That's bad.
By the gods.
Oh, no.
I'll tell this you that bad. You're looking at it, and there is no evidence of how she died.
Well, I don't have medicine, so I wouldn't even know.
No wounds, though. Like, no nothing. Wounds.
But you said she's, like, pinned to the wall, right? Like, wasn't that how you described it? Like, she was attached to the wall somehow?
Yeah, it's just that that's clearly not what killed her.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. But, like, she's just hanging there, basically.
Yep. The only thing next to the body is this fuzzy tube TV and this tape that says if you watch it, you die in 3 days.
Damn it. In her hand, you don't find a remote, but you do find what seems to be a really cool-looking ring.
Ooh.
It's a ring with many, many tiny, tiny scrolled text on it.
Oh, detect magic?
Yeah.
It's magic.
Is that the only source of magic?
Yep. Seems to be the only the only source. I'll tell you that there's a neat looking gem on a silver chain. But it looks valuable. It doesn't look to be magical, though.
Kezra approaches it to rip them off.
Yeah, doesn't ping magic.
This thing's dead. I'm not scared of it.
Yep. All right, you pull the ring off. Nothing happens. You can take the necklace off just fine. Mm-hmm. Her head kind of rolls around. You hear the bones go. What do you want to identify first, bud?
I'll roll Arcana on the ring.
I'll do the same. Not great. 20.
No.
Occultism. Maybe.
You know what? You can.
What?
Yay!
All right. There's a why.
Hey, Jake. It's not letting me pull up my character sheet for some reason.
Oh.
I need to see what actually my plus that is.
But what do you want to find there, Jonah?
My character sheet.
No. I have it up here. What do you want?
It's an encounter. Oh, what is my Arcana?
Your Arcana. Let me get a proficiency.
Probably not great, but I just rolled 90-19, so.
You have plus 11 on your Arcana.
Oh, right? Shit. So
I got 30.
I got a 32.
Wow.
Both got a 30.
We got 20 and they got 30.
Oh, look at that.
So this is a ring of... This is called a Ring of Lies.
I want this ring.
You don't know what it is yet.
We don't know you.
I'm just going to lie.
That's me, no secrets. Like,
I think this ring could be really good for me.
This is a... are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Item level 10.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'll give you the price tag here in a second. 850 gold piece worth.
Yeah.
Damn.
This plain silver ring has an almost oily sheen to it. Mm. While wearing the ring, you get a +2 item bonus to deception checks.
Oh, it's so good.
In addition, to action interact once per day, snapping your fingers on the hand that wears the ring causes the ring to cast glibness on you with no visual manifestations of a spell being cast.
Whoa.
Glibness.
You know what glibness is?
No. Do you know?
I do not.
Do you know? Glibness is a fourth level spell. Falsehoods that pass your lips as smoothly as silk. You get a +4 status bonus to deception checks to lie against and against perception checks to discern if you are telling the truth.
Well...
And you add your level even if you're untrained. If the plausibility of your lies prompts a circumstance penalty or DC increase, reduce that penalty or increase by half.
This is like the most crazy rogue item ever.
Yes. That's an insane rogue item.
That's a 10-minute that spell lasts 10 minutes, too.
Wow.
It's a fourth level spell.
In my line of work, this is very useful.
You still don't know what it is.
I don't know what this is, Benson.
I got a 33 to to lie.
Snap my fingers and I use glibness.
Dang. I got 29 on the
gem.
The gem.
The gem. So,
I know what this is.
Yeah.
You might guess what?
I think this is like I can't remember the exact name, but it's like a night hag's like crystal or
Heartstone.
Heartstone. They can like store souls in it and stuff like that.
This Heartstone.
I know a lot about night hags for unrelated things.
Yeah. this gemstone grants us. So it's not magical anymore.
Yeah.
So the magic seems to have disappeared.
Yeah.
But I will give you it just because it was very, you know, anyway. This gemstone grants us wear a +2 item bonus to saving throws. Each Heartstone is powered by the spirit of a specific night hag. Yep. If it's separated from her for 24 hours or she's been dead 24 hours, it becomes a non-magical gemstone. You think you realize why it doesn't have any magic anymore. A Heartstone allows the hag to use additional occult inane spells.
The spells are so good.
Ethereal Jaunt, bind soul at will, shadow blast twice per day.
Oh my God.
There's a one action command requiring you to be touching the Heartstone. The Heartstone attempts to counteract one disease affecting you. A counteract level 5 with the counteract modifier plus 18.
Yeah.
Craft requirements is you must be a night hag.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
Darn it. This, however, is mundane now. It's a nerd. But it is still worth 200 gold pieces.
Yep. I thought it was 250. Cool. I was nice. Awesome.
There's collectors. I would definitely want that.
Which one of you guys are going to roll for the ring?
I want this ring.
I kind of want the ring, but I feel like it's just kind of tailor-made for Tim's character.
Yeah. I'll roll for it.
Just because. What you don't know is I've been using a way to die this whole time.
Oh.
Oh, man, I think you might have got me then.
I don't know. What's that, Kelly?
What?
Oh, gosh.
18.
Ugh. 15.
Oh.
Rolled a natural one.
You're right. You've been here longer.
I've been here longer. I know your place.
I realize you have tenure.
You don't qualify for vacation time yet.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right.
When can I sign up for the 401k? Is it like a 3-month period or 6 months?
Kind of like a year.
Oh, you get 90-day probation.
Sorry, Adelar handled all that.
I have no fucking clue.
So we come back, the Citadel's repossessed, and we're like, what did we do?
What the fuck?
Forgot to pay property taxes. Well, they forgot to pay property taxes. So and this here goblin. To find out that Adelar was actually embezzling money and not filing the taxes, and like he was actually horrible, and we just fell for it the whole time.
Sound like he knew what he was talking about.
All right.
Shit.
There are two hallways, one going north and, well, northern hallway, both of them going east. There's a northern hallway, and then there's a southern hallway, both of them heading east. Which one would you like to go to?
I'll go to stealth up.
Which one looks like it has more danger?
I don't know yet.
I vote north.
Oh, good, I think this guy's an asshole.
I think he's gonna die fast, I don't know.
Tim and I were joking that if he sees us, just wanted to game the entire system, they could just keep making characters with new items, just bringing them in, yeah. Have them fall on their sword.
No!
No, Grimshaw, look
at all these magic items we have.
Oh my God, how did this happen?
Look, he has a will on him.
Alright.
Kevin just takes off to the north.
You take off to the north.
Come back.
The centerpiece of this room is a tall statue of a willow tree carved from pale marble. Six oversized roots around the base of this tree resemble stone beds radiating out from the trunk, with just enough room to climb into beneath the statue's stone branches. Exits lead out from opposite sides of the room. You can hear someone talking in a gruff, awful, disgusting voice.
Is it Necrol?
It is. They are speaking in It is not necrol.
Dang.
The voice, however, that you hear isn't the thing that startles you. As the tree begins to move.
Oh, God.
Well.
I'll see you guys next time.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Here we go.
Well, you hear a low rumbling voice. That's what it feels like to drive a Ford truck.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.